ABC. Man must pay a driver's $300 ICBC damage deductible following a punching incident in a grocery store parking lot, the Civil Resolution Tribunal has ruled. The incident happened on May 4, 2022, when William Cornish parked next to Donald McLeod, according to a Feb. 27 decision from tribunal member Eric Regier. When Cornish opened his truck door, he hit McLeod's car. There was no damage, but the incident did spark an argument. During the verbal exchange, McLeod smacked Cornish's vehicle. Cornish retaliated by punching or smacking McLeod's car, denting it, Regier said. McLeod had the car repaired and ended up paying a $300 deductible. He alleged Cornish agreed to pay the repair costs. In any event, McLeod says that Cornish is responsible for the damage and should therefore be responsible for the deductible, Regier said. Cornish did not dispute denting McLeod's car, but denied agreeing to pay for the repairs. He argued McLeod should pay as he had a part in escalating the dispute. Both parties agreed that Cornish apologized for denting the car. On May 10, 2022, McLeod emailed Cornish an autobody shop's estimate for repairing the dent. McLeod acknowledged the estimate, around $1,200, was higher than he expected. Cornish responded that he had spoken to the autobody's estimator about the cost. He said he had started an ICBC claim because of the high repair cost and suggested that McLeod do the same. He told McLeod that ICBC would then pay for the repairs. Notably, Cornish did not deny responsibility for the repairs in the email, Regier said. I see no reason why Cornish would phone the estimator to discuss the repair cost if he had not already agreed to pay. He would also have no reason to begin an ICBC claim and ask McLeod to do the same, except to minimize his contribution to the repair cost. I therefore find it implicit in Cornish's email that he had previously agreed to pay the repair cost, Regier said. I therefore find that the parties had reached a settlement agreement, which was a binding contract that Cornish could not later back out of because he had second thoughts. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca, twitter.com/janeswo.